Chapter 11. An Accident. 3 days later, Dorian was sitting with some friends in his living room. They were talking and drinking and enjoying themselves. Suddenly, Dorian saw a face outside the window. Somebody was looking into the room and watching him. Dorian recognized the face. "It's James Vane," he thought. "He's following me. This is terrible. Where did he get my name and address? Now I'll have to be careful all the time." The face disappeared. Dorian was very nervous and didn't leave his house for a week. His friends were very surprised. He didn't go to parties and he didn't want to see anybody except Lord Henry. After a week, Lord Henry became worried.
"Dorian, you can't continue like this," he said. "You look tired and ill. You need some fresh air. Let's organize a shooting party at your country house. You'll enjoy yourself and you'll forget all your problems."
Dorian smiled for the first time in a week.
"I'll be safe in the country," he thought. "James Vane won't find me there." "That's a good idea," he said to Lord Henry. "I like shooting parties, and it's the right time of year. I'll invite some friends to come with us."
2 days later, Dorian and his friends went to Dorian's country house, and the next morning the men went out shooting. It was a beautiful day, and they were enjoying their sport. Dorian was feeling much better.
"I was stupid," he thought. "I mustn't be frightened. Maybe the face outside the window was just my imagination."
The men had lunch together and continued their sport. Suddenly, there was a terrible accident. A rabbit ran between the trees, and some of Dorian's friends tried to shoot it. A second later, there was a horrible cry. It sounded like a human cry, and everyone stopped shooting.
"What was that?" Lord Henry asked.
Some of the men ran to the place and found a dead man on the ground. Dorian was a short distance behind them and couldn't see clearly.
"Who is it?" he asked, worried. "Is it one of my friends?"
"No, and it isn't a servant," answered one of the men. "I don't know him. Maybe he lives in one of the villages near here."
Lord Henry came to Dorian.
"That was a stupid accident," he said. "I hope it doesn't ruin our party. Let's return to the house. We can't do any more shooting today."
The men walked home quietly. The servants went and took the body to the house, but none of the servants recognized the dead man. So they took the body to the stables. Everyone except Lord Henry was shocked and sad.
"Henry, I feel responsible," Dorian said to Lord Henry later that afternoon. "The accident happened on my land."
"Don't be stupid," Lord Henry exclaimed. "Why was the man hiding between the trees? He could see we were shooting. You can't be responsible for an accident."
But Dorian still felt bad. He called one of his servants.
"Do you know anything about the dead man?" he asked. "Did he have a wife and children? If he did, I'll give them some money."
"Well, sir, nobody knows him, but he looked like a sailor," the servant answered. "He was wearing blue clothes, and he had tattoos on his arms. We also found a pistol in his pocket."
"A sailor?" Dorian said slowly. Suddenly, he had a terrible thought. Dorian went to the stables immediately with the servant. The dead man was on the floor in a corner, and there was a cloth over his face. The servant removed the cloth, and Dorian looked at the man's face. He was right. It was James Vane.
"I'm safe,"
he thought happily. Now I won't be frightened any more. I can have a normal life again.